Good afternoon, Mrs. Jaspering's class, and welcome to this week's vocabulary read aloud. This week's story is called Open Your Eyes. At this time, you need to grab your vocabulary recording page. Make sure you put your name on the top and get ready to begin. Open your eyes. The line of men in shabby coats stretched down the blank. They'd been there since dawn, waiting for free bread. Their cloudy, lifeless eyes made Lily's heart ache. She dropped her gaze and scurried past them. Lily made fists inside Papa's old leather gloves, but the cold crept through the gap at her wrist, blank to her fingertips. She scrunched her shoulders against the fierce wind. She envied the skinny alley cats huddling together on the fire escapes. They had fur coats to share. At the subway stop, the newspaper boy shouted through chattering teeth, "Blizzard will bury Boston!" Inside the subway station, the air was buzzing with rumors. The city's broke. What if the president can't blank funds to help the homeless? We have to blank out a solution. On the radio, President Roosevelt kept telling people to work together. Then things would get better. Fear was the only enemy. Lily had believed him. Then Papa had died. Now her enemy had an army of thousands. Worries pursued Lily day and night. Last night, she'd shielded her head with a pillow, but Mama's dainty voice had slipped through the cloth and feathers. "Old Lung, blank me today," she'd cried to Auntie Lynn. "He plans to ask for more rent. But our blank have no jobs. They can't blank to pay us for their groceries. Who can blank a living these days? People are suffering. Lung should open his eyes." That's what Papa always said. Whenever Lily covered her eyes at scary movies, Papa would peel away her fingers. "Open your eyes, child. You might miss something important." The rusty train tracks screeched as Lily sprinted toward the subway. "Ow!" Lily's foot sent a tin cup clattering across the concrete. Then she almost tripped on a pile of rags. Lily gasped. The pile of rags was actually an old woman. Lily squared her shoulders and blinked hard. Looking straight into the old woman's eyes, Lily handed her Papa's gloves. "I think these might fit you," she said. A man stopped to smile at Lily and the old woman. His eyes twinkled and he untied his scarf. "I'm sure I have another at home," he said. This concludes this week's read aloud. At this time, feel free to repeat the story. When you are finished, double check that your name is on the top. Turn your paper into the daisy basket and make sure you sign out of the computer. Thanks.